This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I want to remember this moment that I just finally fucking surrendered. A lot of you may know me. A lot of you may not know me. My name is Joshua Gilliard. Some of you know me as Queen of the Ratchet. Some of you know me about a lot of different things, Gunkle or whatever you want to say. But I want to remember this moment. There's a full moon outside on this June 2023. And I want y'all to know something. I'm gonna say this. When I get emotional or when I cry, that's just who I am. I've just taught myself to be very vulnerable, be very open, and be very passionate about the world. Excuse me, I'm gonna close this door a little bit so y'all don't hear that sound coming outside. I was going through the whole phase of being a content creator. After going through this pandemic and making my money and everything. And I had an ego check. Because I was like, yeah, I got this money and everything. And I had an ego check because I lost my Facebook content creation and I had to go back to work. Like square one. It was like literally like, oh, damn, I have to go back to work. Because I have to pay my bills. I have to pay all these different things. And it was feeling like I was alone in this world. And recently, I've just been doing a lot since the pandemic. Therapy, yoga, Tai Chi, and just a lot of sense of awareness on why I'm creating content and why I started doing it. Why I wanted to start creating content, why I wanted to start doing this. And honestly, I got so lost in the sauce and was doing a lot of stuff for validation and the endorphin effect of, oh my God, they're like me and everything. And I was like, the viral videos were great. It was great to get that high. And it was so much coming at it because it would keep coming and keep coming and there was people coming around me. But then after the viralness left, everything started to fade away and I was left with myself and I really had to look at myself in that moment and be like, who are you? And so, though I knew I was staying true to the message, I started to lose myself. I started self-sabotaging myself. I started telling stories in my head that weren't there. I got really bad last year. And I wanted to remember this moment because it's the moment that I really chose, and I hope that you do too, to get back up. And I never felt like I was going to jump. But I want to send this message to anybody out there. I know it's hard because it's hard for me too. And some days I'm like, I don't want to go to this fucking job. Why is this hard? Why is it that black and brown people and LGBT and all this other shit that doesn't fucking matter? Why is there so much suffering? And then I had a conversation with another part of me, right? It was me talking, right? And I said this to my therapist a while back. I said, I tapped into this dark energy that was just kind of like, get the fuck back up. You weren't made to break. Get up. And I wish I was that person that was like motivational and was like one of these influencers or beauty magicians or whatever that was not awkward or not that had something compelling to say. And I remember the type of people that I like. The Disney villains, because they really didn't necessarily get to tell their side. And the Joker. And there's a sense that everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to be the good guy. Everybody wants to be liked. I mean, social media is like, oh, like me, be famous and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's not about me getting the fuck back up for anybody but who's in here. So even this video right now, it might touch someone, and I'm pretty sure it will. But I'm not sitting here being like, come on, sweetheart. Come on, you got this. And crying all these tears to you. I'm saying, get the fuck back up. Get up and go after what you need to do. Quit that job. Today I said, fuck this job to one of my managers today. And it felt great. It felt great. Because in that moment, I realized that the true power is within me. Nobody's forcing me to come to this job. I'm grateful for the job. I'm grateful to have my parents in my life. I'm grateful to have my sister and my niece and nephew and that experience that I got to experience. I'm grateful for all of the opportunities that I have had in this life. But it's time to really get back up for myself, to love me. Fuck these likes. Fuck these followers. Fuck friends. I don't have friends. I have associates. I have people that are really close to me. You know what I mean? This idea of like everybody being your goddamn friend. I don't give a fuck if they are or aren't, because that is fleeting. Friends are fleeting. But the relationship that I have with myself is not. So don't get back up for your mama. Don't get back up for your daddy. Don't get back up for anybody but your goddamn self. Oh, shana na boo, bye.